Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You got it. We've got it. We're going to share it with you, as a matter of fact. Isn't that cool? It's the DJV program. We have not abdicated our responsibility. Even though Jennifer is not here again for the next couple of days, we're here to do it, if you will, to do justice, to do right, to do all the work, the heavy lifting. We're doing it. Yes, doing my exercises right now. Matter of fact, Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. So, did I mention I was Doug Steffen? I guess I did. Did I or didn't I?
I don't know.
Half the time, I don't think I do that right. But I think I've been around long enough. People recognize the fact that it's me. But bad radio, if I don't tell everybody who is here, including me, that's bad radio. We don't want to have any of that stuff. We got to get this done. Seldom do we do a bad job. Every once in a while, I get scolded. Slap on the wrist by all the people in charge. Don't talk about this. Why do you say that? Who the hell organizes this show? Aha! Wouldn't you like to know? All right, so there's a recall. This is something, it seems to me, with all of the bad press about Zantac the last, what, 2-3 weeks, a month or so, more than that. It's about time the sleepy governmental organization that's in charge of all of the approvals of drugs, the FDA, says what now about Zantac?
Well, you're right. We've been hearing about certain stores like Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid have, out of an abundance of caution, they have suspended selling Zantac, and I think also the generic form that's made by the same company. But yeah. Zantac is the brand, and it's one of the most popular, if not the most popular, heartburn medications that you can buy over the counter. And so the pharmacies have been hearing that there is a cancer-causing substance that's in Zantac, and the name is way too long, but it goes by the initials NDMA. And so because of this substance, now, after all these pharmacies have decided to stop selling it, the FDA has finally stepped in and said that they've worked with European regulators to, they've been trying to determine the extent of the contamination of this NDMA substance, and it looks like it's a big enough problem that they are now doing a complete recall of Zantac across the U.S. and Canada. Oh my God, I sounded like Chuck. And Canada, by the manufacturer, Sanofi S.A., and so this is now going to be
headquartered in Framingham.
Oh, really? Yeah. So if you have Zantac in your house, throw it out. I don't know if you...
No, bring it back or you get your money.
Yeah, but if you don't have proof of where you bought it, you're not going to get very far with that. But whatever you do, the most important thing is stop taking it. Do not take Zantac at all anymore until they figure out if they have to reformulate it. Whatever it is, we don't know what the long-term effects of it are. They only know that this NDMA in drugs is a cancer-causing agent. I don't know if we're going to find out a whole lot more unless it's a study of people who took Zantac. I used to take Zantac all the time.
Did you?
This freaks me out. Yes. All the time. And I used to have really bad heartburn, and I discovered it was basically wheat and gluten is what was giving me the heartburn. And even now, if I have, I don't own Zantac and I don't take it anymore, but even now if I have wheat, the next morning I'll have pretty bad heartburn. And thanks to Dr. Jack, I now know to take some apple cider vinegar and diluted water. And that actually does the trick. I've actually had my mom do the same thing because she used to take Zantac all the time too. And I told her a while ago, I said, no, just do what Dr. Jack says to do. So, but if you, that is the way to around it. If you have heartburn and you feel like you can't give up your Zantac,
no more
it's not
Zantac.
Worth getting cancer over, definitely just do the apple cider vinegar. It works just as well and just as fast.
Yep, actually better because it doesn't have any side effects. It's all natural.
Right. Yep.
It's apple, vinegar, bingo. That's it. Here's something else that you can't do anymore other than taking Zantac. What else is on the list of... do not, don't do this. New York Times reports over the weekend an unnamed woman aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise liner climbed onto the balcony to take a picture. And she was with a friend. Even though she didn't fall overboard, one of the crew members saw her doing it, and at the next port of call, she was tossed off the ship. Apparently, Royal Caribbean has a new policy. You cannot do anything dangerous or try to do anything like get... How many people have fallen off these cruise liners trying to get stupid selfies? And so Royal Caribbean says, no, you can't do any of that. They warn you when you get on the ship. It's in the paperwork. It's on, you know, they announce it when the ship is leaving shore, all of that sort of thing. And so the woman's fighting back saying, well, it wasn't strictly a selfie. she was trying to help her friend. The woman who got tossed off was the woman who was helping the woman take a selfie. I don't know what the incident, you know, the story behind the story isn't that this particular woman got tossed. The story is that these cruise lines are cracking down because every time somebody falls off, they get sued for millions of dollars. And that's, they'll say, well, it's not this, the railing isn't solid enough, or it's too dangerous, or it doesn't protect the people on the boat. I mean, what in the name of God do you want? Be in a cage? I mean, the reason you go on these trips is because you want to see the views, we want to experience it, and they're all
I've only been on one cruise. Yeah, well, people are just stupid. But I've only been on one cruise, and it was on a Royal Caribbean boat. But I was amazed because we had a balcony, and I was really amazed at how low the rail was and how very easily anyone could just go right over the railing.
Right.
It just, I don't know. And if you're stupid and you're trying to take a selfie on top of a low railing, I don't know. It was, I don't love heights, and so we were pretty high up, and that was the first day I took a look, and I was like, nope, I'm good. I'll be on the interior from now on.
All right. Also from the danger Will Robinson department, amusement parks are being rated, and I went right to the, I saw New Jersey on this, Victoria,
and
I went
right
there.
Yeah, some little girl just got tossed off a ride and killed, I think. Well, I think she died. I'm not sure, but...
Well, this it's called the Daring Water Park. America's most dangerous park is the Daring Water Park. Apparently, Cory Booker.
That's in New Jersey. Is that where it happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
People bleeding all over the place. There's a documentary called Class Action Park, which is a reference to Action Park, the dangerous water park. That's where it is, an action park. It's in Vernon, New Jersey. Do you know where is Vernon, New Jersey?
Yep.
Is that on the coast somewhere? Is it likely to be?
No, it's more inland towards like the mountain part of New Jersey, towards
Apparently, Pennsylvania. Apparently what happens is that they design things for people, all of the designed rides and the action that takes place there have been designed to put you in danger. People get hurt all the time. So apparently they're going to change the name of it to Mountain Creek Water Park because it has such a bad reputation. Anyway, I just I looked at that. A lot of people look for distractions, look for things to do, especially the fall. The weather is still good. What are we doing the weekend? Don't go to the beach. Oh, let's go over here and do some crazy stuff. I can't imagine a responsible parent putting their children in this sort of danger. Because it is. This is America's, they call it the Bleed Park. So, but there are a lot of those places, I think, around. I mean, I've seen them around here. All right, 16 past the hour, or almost 16 after the hour. This is the DJV program in a moment. Hillary Clinton back in focus. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes! Wow, Jennifer's not here. Victoria is certainly here, and we're happy to have that focus. Kara's on duty at the control room, the controls at the control room, in the control rooms. At the controls in the control room. How about them apples? So, Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, I was thinking of this. I was going to add this on to the discussion you're having of good stories about former presidents and their mates, but this... not quite the same couple action here. Although this has nothing to do with Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, there's a State Department investigation into Hillary's emails, and we're still into this, apparently. Violations by dozens of officials, no evidence anybody deliberately mishandled the info, though. The report has taken 3 years. You and I spent how much gobs of money looking into this? Chuck Grassley, who's the chairman or was former head of the Judiciary Committee, released it to the public. Clinton handed over 33,000 emails. I remember that. 130 different government officials involved. 38 current or former state employees, State Department employees, were found to have sent classified info to her private email server. If any of these officials still work at the State Department, they could face disciplinary action. Who gives a damn? At this point, why even this shows you how irrelevant and political the government has become. Why would we give a rat's behind?
Well, I understand from a national security standpoint, everyone should have one protocol that everyone follows. And it seems like for whatever reason, so Hillary had a private server, but Ivanka Trump got in trouble. Well, not in trouble, but she was called out on the same thing. You know, I don't know. There should just be one hard and fast rule for everyone. If you're going to be emailing anybody else in the government, if you've got a certain level of being classified or not, then everybody's got one rule.
Yeah. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Music time this hour of the DJV program. Every hour we devote 5 or 6 minutes to music news and some of the big songs, big artists of the day, and then past performers as well. 10 years. It's been 10 years that Whitney Houston has been eligible to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you'll recall last week we were talking about her first-time nomination to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's no guarantee the nomination will make her a part of the Rock Class of 2020. The induction ceremonies will happen in Cleveland next May. Clive Davis, who was very integrally involved in Whitney and Whitney's life and her career, says you can't deny the impact of her once-in-a-generation vocals. I agree with that, I think. She had 11 number one tunes, 23 in the top 10. Houston was a hit maker, not only in the pop charts, but rhythm and blues, gospel charts. She was there, and she had it. She was nominated, as I said last week, and Davis, who helped make her one of the best-selling artists in history, and is a member, by the way, himself of the Hall, says it defies logic that's taken this long, and I think I agree with that, too. That's what I said over and over and over and over and over again about the Moody Blues. It just shows you how politically, I don't even know why people give a darn about the rock and roll. It doesn't, you know, it's nice to be there, but it doesn't mean you're going to be thought of any better. She deserves a spot, though, Clive says, one of the best singers of all time. Certainly in the modern pop era, I would agree with that. When asked what he would say to those who believe a pop artist like Whitney doesn't belong in the hall, he said, quote, Whitney is no more pop star than Darlene Love, Donna Summer, Janet Jackson, all of whom are in the Hall of Fame. Moreover, Whitney is an all-time trendsetter. It was she who broke the MTV barrier for female black artists and was consistently among the most played MTV artists ever. Her debut, people forget about how racist a lot of these old-time organizations are, frankly. Anyway, or they were before. I don't think they are now. But Darlene Love, Donna Summer, what's her face from the Ronettes, Ronnie Spector, all those people. Anyway, her debut album is one of Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest albums of all time. She's up there with Aretha. I think that's true.
I think that's true. I voted for her because she's part of the, you know, you can do the fan vote and you can, they have everyone who's nominated. I forget how many there are. And then you get to pick five people that you can vote for. So Whitney was one of my picks.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's see. Moving along now. Speaking of Aretha, Oscar winner Forrest Whitaker and Marianne Wynes have joined Jennifer Hudson in the biopic about Aretha called Respect. Also joining the production, Audra McDonald, Mary J. Blige, Mark Marone, Tate Donovan, Titus Burgess, and Sky Dakota Turner. I don't know who Tate Donovan is. I don't know who the rest of these people are. Well, I know who Mary
Titus Burgess is on, was on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix. Audra McDonald is a huge Broadway star. And Mark Maron is on Glow. He's a comedian, but he also is on Glow right now on Netflix.
Okay. This movie, Respect, follows Aretha's rise to fame in the 60s and 70s, chronicles her abusive marriage. Oh, my God. Thank you, Kara. This is so fabulous. You've heard before Jennifer Hudson's going to play Aretha. Whitaker will play her father, a minister, popular preacher, who was unfaithful to his wife. He's a great actor, too, I think, and a fabulous human being. Wayans is going to play Ted White, Franklin's first husband, whom she marries when she's 19. Audra McDonald plays her mother. Mary J. Blige plays Dinah Washington. That'll be interesting. Titus Burgess plays Reverend James Cleveland. All right, so this film is going to be great.
I think it's going to be really good,
Fabulous, yeah. That's the story, Aretha, 28 after on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Mike. How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday at the White House, President Trump says it's going to cost a fortune to host the next G7 summit. The president hoping to host the event at his Doral, Miami golf resort for free, no cost to the taxpayers, but Democrats and some Republicans opposing the idea.
I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling. This is a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. It's a lot of money I would have given away, like I give away my salary.
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dallas is trying to figure out the strength of a tornado that went through the city.
Talk to National Weather Service. They're actually out there right now doing the assessment to see if it was an EF1 or 2.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
The report to the nation continues. The DJV show is all about the information, some of which you'll hear the basic outlines of the same stories, but never the same sort of, I don't know if coverage is the right word, but discussion about what's going on. Take a different tact here because I think it's necessary to have more than one sort of thread to the realities of the world, if you don't mind me saying so. We have a little different twist on the realities of the world. Victoria Keelan is here to prove that with today's retail report.
Oh, yes. The retail report is not great right now. This new report came out, and it shows that retail sales fell for the first time in 7 months in September. And that actually has raised some red flags that there is a slowdown in the American manufacturing sector and that could start bleeding into the consumer side of the economy. And the Commerce Department actually said that retail sales dropped 3% last month as households actually slashed spending on building materials, online purchases, and especially automobiles. And they said this is the first decline that they've seen since February. And it's, you know, as we get closer and closer into the holiday season.
What do you think? Yeah.
I mean, some of it definitely is. They see the thing that's interesting about this report is that economists actually had forecast retail sales would climb 3% in September, and instead it dropped 3%. So that kind of threw everybody off a little bit, and they said that they really don't know exactly what is behind this, if people are just getting more conservative.
No, it's the news media telling you that there's a slowdown, so you start thinking that there's a slowdown because the news media wants to scare you.
The economists, though, wouldn't have predicted that the sales would go up if they thought that the news media was manipulating people that much. I don't think that's the case. They said that, you know, auto sales actually fell 0.9% in September, which is the most in 8 months, and receipts at gas stations also fell. And so they said that could be, you know, people just, I don't know, they don't want to go out and they don't want to buy a new car.
But the news media is telling you, that's what it is. It goes around.
I don't even understand where, when you say that, I don't ever see any news media telling me what to do. I never see that.
What are they telling you to do? It's implied. It isn't a fact. They don't say, don't go buy things. But the implication is, it's kind of like the meteorological factor that plays into the way forecasts are done. It isn't just weather. There are forecasts always done on all kinds of things, including the economy, how many cars are going to be sold, how much stuff's going to be sold in a hardware store. I was talking to a friend of mine who runs my local hardware store, where I always go. I never go to Home Depot. I go to a local hardware store. And this guy said to me yesterday, because we bring our ice cream bus down there once a week, it's in a mall, and he loves having us outside of his store. So I said, how's business? He said, I just did my numbers at the yesterday, as it happened, for the end of through the end of September, and I'm $100 ahead of where I was last year for the whole year, which I thought was kind of interesting. In other words, business is flat there. Mm. And I think that's what...
There are some sectors that did have a little bit of a bump. Retail clothing stores actually went up 1.3%,
really?
And furniture sales climbed 0.6%. Sales at restaurants and bars also gained 0.2%. So people are spending money. They're just not spending
it
in the way that they think.
How much new stuff can you buy? Think about furniture. I never buy new furniture. I go buy it at the secondhand consignment store if I need furniture. But I don't need furniture because my house is furnished. People's houses who are furnished. Cars, okay, so you got a couple of cars. How often do you buy a new car?
People buy new cars fewer and fewer now, or less frequently, because when you buy a new car, and my sister-in-law actually said this to me a couple of years ago when we bought our new Chevy SUV, and I said, oh, wow. I said, you know, this is because I hadn't had a new car in a while. I always preferred, like, older Jeep Wranglers. And so when we got a brand new car off the lot in 2016, you know, she said, you know, if you think about it, you can pretty much go under a certain price point and every car looks the same.
That's very astute.
Yeah,
they do. They
all have the same. Yep.
Yeah.
They're all, you're in a sea of sameness, and you never used to be. There used to be a huge drop off. If you bought a new car that was like a real economy car for like 15 grand, and you compared that to a $25,000 car, there were going to be major differences that you would see.
Not anymore.
Now, every car under $40,000 is pretty much indistinguishable. And they all have the same, you know, rear view camera thing that you for parking. Like, it's all the same stuff. And so I think that's why cars are lasting people longer, because they're more satisfied with the features that they're getting. And, you know, our car is 3 years old now. We only have 23,000 miles on it. I don't see us buying a new car for years. We won't need to.
A friend of mine bought a new Volvo last week, or he ordered it actually 3 months ago, and he got it last week. And it has every single option on it that you can possibly imagine. It drives itself, literally. And it has it was $60,000. It's a smaller version of the full-size Volvo, but he was showing it to me. It just has all these gizmos on it, and I said, what are you going to do with that? You're not going to drive. You're not going to let the car drive. He said, no, it scares me. I said, so what?
I don't think that's even legal, by the way, to do that yet.
No,
it's only in certain places. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I just think that we're probably making cars, and maybe Nick Miles, our car expert, could even elaborate on this more. It just feels like we're making cars almost too well, and then that's actually hurting the auto industry because... it's like with iPhones. People hung on to their iPhone 6 because they didn't really see a need to go to keep upgrading to the next one.
Yeah. I would like to, by the way, this is a public. You can send me, if you would like, Doug, on Twitter, respond to this. I need a transfer case for a 2006 Chevy Silverado 2500.
What?
Transfer case. It's a four-wheel drive mechanism that transfers the... and it's just
the can you just go to the mechanic and get that?
Well, you can go to the mechanic if you want to spend $1,000 getting it rebuilt. Yeah, you can go there, but I'd rather go to a junkyard and get one for a couple hundred bucks and put it in. So
good
you
luck
can apply here. Thank you very much. Food news, a little bit of food news. Chicken products, several supermarkets over the last week or so recalling, all of the poultry that came out of Tip Top Poultry in Georgia, ready-to-eat chicken. The recall of the poultry products, is taking place at Trader Joe's, Target, Kroger, Aldi, Food Lion, Giant Supermarket, Piggly Wiggly. The reason I did the story is because I just wanted to say Piggly Wiggly. I love saying Piggly Wiggly. But what it does is underscore that you can't do not. I mean, Listeria, okay, is a problem. Salmonella is a problem. E. coli is a problem. Cook the damn chicken.
Wait, didn't I thought this is cooked chicken.
Not cooked enough. That's
well,
the problem.
No, I mean, it's
prepared.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's prepared.
So you would think that when you're buying cooked chicken, it would be
okay. You just have to warm it up. No. And then there's the Panera thing. That video, did you see that last week?
Mm-hmm.
It was all over social media. Guy was, the label was exposing Panera. A woman got fired for doing it. A lot of criticism aimed at Panera Bread's clean food, which is actually frozen, it turns out. It's not fresh at all. This isn't going to do Panera any good.
This was the mac and cheese.
Yeah, right.
The mac and cheese was frozen. Yeah. And then the
employee cuts
containers.
Open the bag, places the contents into a bowl, and then ends the video with a grinning thumbs up. The response was kind of mixed. One Panera, somebody called Panera glorified hospital food. I guess they don't like that particularly. I've always thought Panera was okay.
I love Panera.
Sort of a step above.
Yeah.
Who eats mac and cheese anyway? I used to ask
everyone
when I was a kid. I would never touch another mac and cheese in my life.
Why? It's literally just pasta. You love pasta, and it's pasta with cheese on it.
Yeah, but it's the wrong kind of cheese. It's sour cheese.
What? You can get different. You can put whatever cheese you want on it, Doug.
Take it from me.
Mac and cheese at Panera is delicious.
Kid.
I've had that.
Yeah, right.
Well, you had that orange powdered stuff in a box, probably.
Yeah, you can have actual cheese. Yeah. It doesn't have to be powdered cheese from a box. Don't take it from Doug.
Exactly.
He hasn't had mac and cheese in a long time. Mac and
40 years
delicious.
Ago, he had mac and cheese that was freeze-dried. So, yeah, don't take it from me.
All right, coming up in a moment here, Catholics against yoga. Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that right after this.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do and
we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. One out of every 11 people in the U.S. has diabetes. In addition, there are millions of people who are pre-diabetic, having blood sugars between 100 and 125, who have a 40 to 50% chance of getting diabetes and don't know it.
So not only do you have this epidemic of people actually have it, you've got this whole tidal wave moving through, you know, where those numbers could double or triple in the next 10 to 15 years if something's not done properly.
Dr. Robert Rizza says that change starts with lifestyle.
We're sitting around, we're eating, or becoming heavy, that overwhelms our ability to cope. Our pancreas simply can't keep up because the pancreas is the organ that secretes insulin. So what happens is it just runs out of insulin and our blood sugars are high.
It's important to have your blood glucose levels checked regularly. To assess your risk of diabetes, visit www.diabetes.org and punch "Are you at risk?" For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Catholics against yoga. This sounds very important, Victoria.
What are
the, you've heard the new yoga exercises you can do for your the anti-aging thing with your mouth and your chin and your face.
Oh, face yoga? Yeah, that's face yoga has actually been around. That's been a tradition in India for 1,000 years. That's not new, but it is sort of.
So that's why the Catholics don't like it, because the Hindus do.
Well, possibly. So the reason that the Catholics are against yoga, this is kind of an interesting story. This was this went viral, a letter that a bishop, his name is Alphonsus Cullinan, he is the bishop of County Waterford in Ireland, he sent a letter to the schools in his diocese saying that yoga is not suitable for a parish school because it's, quote, not of Christian origin, and especially not during religious education time. So in the letter... And this is obviously, the rest of the world thinks this is ridiculous, that's why it went viral. But in the letter, he told the schools that, quote, mindfulness has been practiced in the Christian tradition, in a sense, but he went on to say, but Christian mindfulness is not mindfulness that is meditation based on Christ. So he's basically saying that if you're going to be doing any mindfulness exercises, that if it's checking in with yourself and not actually having it based on Jesus, then it's not okay with the church.
What would Jesus have done? Would he have
practiced
yoga? I feel
like Jesus was such a big hippie. Jesus probably loved yoga. I feel like Jesus would love a latte and a yoga, like, session on a Saturday morning, and he'd wear sandals and live in Santa Monica. Like, that's what I think of Jesus.
Okay, on the beach with Jesus at Santa Monica Beach. That'd be a great place to go. It's very lovely there this time of year, most every time of year. 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Wait, where are they?
Money Pit!
There they are. Okay. Going to make sure I'm feeling well and got myself tuned up for our weekly visit with Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, your guide for doing all kinds of things around the house. Intelligence. I like Tom because he's intelligent and adds something different to the program.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So, the weather is changing. Obviously, we're into the fall season. We talked about fall preparation for the winter. But what happens if the winter isn't as bad? Are there things, you know, it gets cold and then it gets warm? What does that do to the home, to the shingles, to the wood? If there's a constant flux in temperature or variables that are not normal, does that have any impact? I don't know the answer to the question. That's why I'm kind of asking it.
It has more of an impact on us because we get frustrated being in that sort of no man's land of weather, you know, where it's
right.
Just damp and dank. And, I mean, last winter was a lot like that because, at least in my part of the country, living near the shore, we didn't have a lot of snow. In fact, we had hardly a dusting. But it just seemed like it was cold and dreary for the longest period of time.
Yeah.
I guess when we get snow, it punctuates, you know, the winter, and you kind of go from one storm to the next, as long as they're not too terrible. But in terms of your house, you know, I don't think it has a big effect on it, except that, the heating system is getting more of a workout than perhaps it used to.
I'm looking at the various states. New Jersey, the average temperature for the winter is supposed to be 33 degrees. Where I am in New England, the average temperature is supposed to be close to 40 degrees.
Yeah, over. So no snow for you.
Not much snow. Well, I'm not going to be here anyway, so it won't make any difference. But I'm looking at the upper Midwest, upper Indiana, Illinois, the Dakotas, Michigan, Minnesota. Oh! What a horrible Excuse me. Be having an odd day. And then the temperature outlook, actually supposed to be warmer than normal up in Alaska. And the rest of the country that is normally warm during the winter is supposed to be that way. So anyway,
well, if your house is well insulated and your heating system is tuned up, it's going to perform. It'll be perform fine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. We pay attention to questions that come from our listeners here. You can send it along to me or to Tom. Tom at moneypit.com. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is the source of all this information. Mike is getting estimates to add vinyl siding to his home here in New England. As some contractors say the wood shingles have to come off. Some say they don't. I say they don't. What do you say?
Well, I think you're better off taking them off, Doug. And
yes.
Here's why. Because, you know, if you go ahead and put that siding on top of the wood, first of all, the siding thickness, the depth between the siding and everything that surrounds it, like the windows and doors and trim, becomes deeper, right? I mean, the siding, you don't want the siding to stick out farther than the windows stick out. So then you end up having to sort of pack out, what I call pack out. It's like extend out the trim around the windows to get a proper seal. So I think even though it costs a little bit more, the right way to do that job is to take off the original siding down to the sheathing, whatever type of sheathing you have, whether it's plywood or whether it's one by, but take it off down to the sheathing and put it on again, put it up then as if it was just brand new siding for a brand new house. That's going to give you the best, neatest job.
Put some Tyvek, rip off the old shingles, put some new fresh Tyvek up and bingo bango.
And go right on top of it. Yep.
Yep. All right, here's a listener in New York named Gabriella who lives in an apartment. Got hot water heat there. The paint on the wall above one of the units has dark streaks that look like mold. Is it mold?
No, and that's very common. You know, what happens is above a radiator, think about sort of what I call the convective loop of the air as it moves through the house. You know, the cool air falls at that window. The radiator's no doubt under a window, right? And then as that radiator kicks in, the warm air sort of swirls up and washes the exterior wall, but it carries with it all the dirt and the dust that is inside of the air. And it just makes those deposits on top of the walls, and it makes it look like perhaps it's mold, but it's absolutely not mold. It's just, I hate to say it, it's just your dirty house.
You've got a dirty house, Gabriel.
That's all it is that dirt in the air that's streaking along the walls.
Yeah, well, that happens. Is that more likely to happen in an apartment than in a single family
home?
Nope.
Anywhere you have hot water heat. And I'll tell you the other thing that you get is sometimes on ceiling joists along the exterior wall, you'll see that same streaking because it gets colder there, and you get this condensation that will make the dirt sort of stick to the bottoms of the joists. And we call that ghosting. It looks like stripes.
Lovely. Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti host this Money Pit radio show, heard around the country every weekend. Millions of people get their info from Tommy the K as we are getting it here on the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.